Hello, everyone. Our title tonight is Help in Time of Need. I took it from the verse that's found in Hebrews 4:16. Let us, therefore, draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help in time of need. One of the major points of this epistle is that Jesus is our great high priest. The writer goes on to remind us of the character of this high priest, that Jesus is one with his people. And for them he offers the perfect sacrifice. He knows our make and feels with us when we struggle going on this journey, and with great patience and compassion, he helps us. In the same chapter and verse 15, we read, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin." One of the great men of God once said, "Man may dismiss sympathy and compassion from his heart, but God will never." We all know that life has its disappointments and hurts and can harden our hearts. But when God starts working in our lives, he changes us and makes us see things in the right perspective. He moves our hearts from coldness and fills us with kindness and compassion. Jesus knows our human condition. It's not something he has heard about, but something he knows. For he too was human. We may approach his throne then with confidence because he knows our weaknesses. He entered our weaknesses, and so he can deeply sympathize with us. The Lord never shuts his ears to our needs. He waits to hear our petitions and looks upon us with mercy and grace. He has always answered our prayers according to his will, and his answers lead always to a satisfying and happy ending. For he knows what we need and works all the time for our own good. If it weren't for grace, yes, if it weren't for grace, where would we be? When Paul approached the Lord for his thorn in the flesh, he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 and 8, "I entreated the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he has said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness, that the power of Christ may dwell in me.'" Did God deny him his request? Did the Lord turn his face away from Paul's need? No. Though the answer to his prayers did not take the form he had expected, yet the Lord gave him something better, though the thorn remained, but so did his recollection of the divine reply. The Lord knew what Paul needed, and he will never lack sufficient grace to overcome his weakness. Paul found God's grace in time of need. Yes, he was given the help that he needed. Paul writes later, "He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness.'" Did Paul shout, scream, and complain about God's answer? Not at all. As he continues, he says in verses 9 and 10, "Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me." And he goes on to say, "Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." God knew what Paul needed and supplied him with grace and mercy. He also knew that the Lord gave him the right answer, that is Paul. He accepted it and went on to serve the Lord effectively all his life, empowered by God's grace. Out of his own experience, he wrote to the Philippians in 4:19, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." God always meets our needs. I always say we're needy people, and we depend on our Lord to fill our needs. There are times when we don't get what we ask for, and the answer is totally different from what we needed. It's not even close. And we get puzzled and at times confused. But time has shown us that God's answer was the best for us, that we stand in awe of his wisdom and the utmost care he stores for his own. We've all had times when tough circumstances like the ones we are going through, with pressure, stress, and other things, they're becoming out of our daily life. We worry about the family, our jobs, our health, and all the challenges that we face nowadays. We get so entangled that we forget that we have a God who has loved us all through our self-defeating efforts, and that he is always there to run to our rescue and showers us with his mercy and grace. He is the God who moves mountains. He is the God who offers solutions. Yes, he is the God of wonders. One more thing I'd like to cover today. The verse says, "Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace." When we go to the Lord, do we approach him confidently? Do we truly open our hearts to him? Do we have the full trust to let him know our deepest personal problems? Do we tell him about our needs, no matter how serious the situation? No one can truly sympathize with us unless he has been through a similar experience himself. Our Lord has been through as man without sin and can therefore understand the testing which we endure. Mind you, the man of God, Bill MacDonald, said, he cannot sympathize with our wrongdoing because he never experienced it. Since the resurrection, we can go into his presence anytime. Here we are invited to draw near to the throne of grace, and we will obtain mercy, and as our verse says, and find grace to help in time of need. Paul found grace to sustain him. We will also find his grace that empowers us to live and serve him during our short time on earth. One of the men of God elaborated about in time of need. He said in Greek, the meaning of this phrase is in the nick of time. Grace just when and where I need it. So whatever our needs are, especially when Satan rages war against us, or temptation ferociously hit us, let us turn to Christ with a cry for help, and the grace will be there in the nick of time. So, my friends, let us draw near to the throne of grace with reverence and confidence, holding fast to our profession of faith in him, knowing that he is always there to help, to encourage, to comfort, and guide. And may the Lord bless his word. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.